Welcome, listeners, to the very first episode of All That Howl. We've got cardboard games and cupcake treats. I'm your host, Adam, and with me is my beautiful co-host, Meredith.
Yep, that's me. And stick around, because at the end of the episode, I'll share my original cupcake recipe to pair with today's board game. By the way, what are we playing today?
We're kicking things off with Forbidden Island, a co-op game. And we'll talk in a bit about some news, including Kickstarter projects, Tabletop Day. But first, the rules.
All right, so Forbidden Island is a co-op game for 2 to 4 players. It takes about like 30 minutes to play, I would say, at least when we played it before. So you place the tiles in the basic Forbidden Island layout, which comes in the instruction book. But there's also different variants online that make the game a little bit more challenging or interesting, like what we're going to play with today. You and your partner adventurers trying to collect 4 different treasures before the island floods. This will make more sense as we start playing the game.
Okay, so those were the rules, and now we're going to get down to playing the game. We are doing an alternate layout of the island here called the Volcano Island, and this is an official variant. So I am the navigator, and that means that I can move another player up to 2 adjacent tiles for only 1 action.
And I'm the messenger, so I can give treasure cards to a player anywhere on the island for 1 action per card.
Okay, so how do we start, Mare?
All right, so we've divided our cards into the flood deck, the treasure deck, and we've chosen our adventurer cards. So now is when the island actually starts to sink. So we take the flood deck, which we've already shuffled, place it down on one side of the island, and then we draw the top 6 cards to start, 1 at a time, and place them face up next to the draw pile to form the flood discard pile.
And something else that we should note here, we are playing on elite level. This is 1 under legendary. We like a bit more of a challenge here.
Just a little bit more, though. Not too much. All right, so go ahead and start flipping the cards. Okay. And so as we flip these cards, we take the actual corresponding tiles and flip them over to their flood side. So, and that's like a blue and white tile, so you can tell the difference.
Okay, so first is Tidal Palace, and that is actually where the chalice is, one of the 2 places you can get the chalice. Then it's a silver gate, which is Meredith's gate here, where her pawn starts.
And you can start your pawn on a flooded tile. It doesn't affect anything.
Next, we have gold gate, where my pawn starts. So this looks like it's going to be a lucky game for us.
Great start already.
Then we have iron gate, which would be another player if we had one. Howling garden, which is
another treasure,
and Temple of the Sun, which is yet another treasure.
So you definitely want to try and shore up the treasure cards as fast as possible, because if you lose both of them for each corresponding treasure, then you lose the game automatically. So it's kind of something we've got to think about starting out.
And remind me, how do you shore them up?
All right, so you can move up, down, left, right. There's only 1 character that can actually move diagonally. So basically, shoring up, you have to either be next to the tile or you have to be on the tile to actually shore it up. And all that means is flipping it to its non-flooding side. So if I'm next to Bronze Gate and Bronze Gate is flooded, I would just flip that card over and that counts as an action. And remember, you can only have 3 actions per turn.
And right, our podcast listeners might not catch this, but she is next to Bronze Gate right now. It's amazing.
Yeah, I am next to Bronze Gate. All right, so the person who goes first is the person who was last on an island. Adam, when's the last time you were on an island?
Never.
Okay, then I'm going to go first because I've been to the Bahamas way back in the day. So what we do is we each draw 2 treasure cards from the treasure pile. And you can leave these face up on the table because obviously we're working together, so we can see what the other person has to help strategize. All right, so if you want to tell them what your cards are that you drew.
So I have the winged lion. What is that called?
I don't have names.
Yeah, but what is it? It's a
griffin?
Mythological creature.
Isn't it a griffin?
I have the griffin, the golden griffin, and I have the fire statue.
I don't even know how to explain what this is.
It's a crumbling orb.
It's a crumbling orb. Let's go with that. And I also have a fire statue. So to collect a treasure, you have to collect 4 of the corresponding cards that go with it. So if we want to collect the fire treasure, we have to have 4 of the corresponding cards to actually get it.
And then you have to be on a tile that has that treasure.
But more on that later. Let's start in our first turn. All right. So I'm going to go first since, like I said, I went to an island latest. So I can take up to 3 actions. I think since I'm already on Silver Gate and that's flooded, I'm going to go and shore that up. So that counts as 1 action. And then I'm going to start moving over towards Temple of the Sun. So each move counts as an action. So I'm going to move to the right 1 and then up 1. So that's 3 actions and I'm done with my turn.
And for podcast listeners, she is still 2 spaces away from Temple of the Sun.
Yep. All right, so now I'm going to draw 2 treasure cards because it's the end of my turn. I got another orb and I got a special action card. So the one that I got is actually a helicopter lift, and this is what you need to actually win the game at the end. Someone has to have the card in their possession to be lifted off the island.
And you have to go to Fool's Landing. All of the pawns have to be there by one method or another, and then someone has to play the helicopter lift to take you off the island. But for the end of Meredith's turn now, we have to draw flood cards equal to the current water level. And since we started at 3, Elite is in the 3 section, we have to flip over 3 cards.
All right, Temple of the Moon. That's another treasure card. So now both of our orb tiles are flooded. So got to move to those quickly.
It's a good thing you're heading there.
Breaker's Bridge, which is just the plain old vanilla card.
Yes, vanilla card. Okay, and third one. Observatory.
Observatory.
All right. I'm going to... It's tough. Okay, I'm going to move 1 up, and then I'm going to shore up an adjacent card, which is the Tidal Palace, which is the Chalice card. And then I'm going to shore up Breaker's Bridge. So that is my... Those are my 3 actions. Now I'm going to draw 2 treasure cards. I got a helicopter lift myself and sandbags, which you can play at any time to shore up any tile, any 1 tile on the island.
So you don't have to be near it at all.
Yep. And now we're going to draw flood cards again.
Fun.
3 more.
All right. Cliffs of Abandon.
I'm going to try to find that one.
Yep.
Cave of Embers, which is... Another, that's where Meredith is standing right now. It's another treasure card. And Fool's Landing, which is no good because we need to get out of here on that tile.
Yeah, Fool's Landing actually floods completely, then you lose the game.
Okay, now it's Meredith's turn again.
All right, so I think I will shore up Cave of Embers.
Yeah.
Since... We need that for the treasure. So that's 1 action. Move to Watchtower. And then shore up Temple of the Sun, which is the other treasure card.
Couldn't have done it better myself.
All right. So now I'm going to draw my 2 treasure cards. And you only have a max hand size of 5. So now that I have 6 cards, I have to immediately discard 1. And if you have a special action card like a helicopter, you can use it right away before you discard it. But I don't really want to get rid of my helicopter.
Right.
I would say, what do you have?
You can get rid of that chalice.
The chalice. Yeah, since we don't have any other ones. So I'm just going to discard that next to the treasure pile.
Face up.
All right. And...
Time for more flood cards.
Time for more flood cards.
And then when you have revealed your entire flood deck, you shuffle it together and start again.
And that's when it gets scary.
Crimson Forest. Luckily, that's in the corner, so we're not going to be needing that. Misty Marsh. That's right at the mouth of the volcano, if you're picturing this at home. By the way, the volcano, I don't know if I mentioned it, it's 5x5 with just the centermost tile missing. So that's how you'd set it up.
It's like an aerial view of a volcano.
Yes. And Twilight Hollow, which is... Great. So my half of this volcano here is pretty flooded already.
Sinking.
Yeah.
Alright, was that it? That's three?
Yep, that's my turn. Now it's my turn. Let's see. I'm gonna go up to Breaker's Bridge. That's one move. Shore up Howling Garden. And shore up Temple of the Moon, which is another treasure spot. I'm going to draw two treasure cards. Okay, I have an orb and a chalice. Not really helpful for me. I guess it works for Meredith.
I should save the orb because I have two already.
I'm just going to use the sandbags and shore up Fool's Landing right now. And Flood. Flood time. Three cards. Phantom Rock. Whispering Garden. Is the Griffin card. Howling Garden, Whispering Garden. Again on my side of the volcano here. And Cave of Shadows also on my side.
Your side. You're just unlucky today, huh?
Appears so. Alright, and now it's your turn.
Alrighty, so I'm not really near anything that needs shoring up, but I think I should start making my way to your side. So let's see. All right, so I'm going to move two to the right, and then I'm going to shore up the tile that's right above me, which is Iron Gate.
Not totally necessary, but it's pretty much the only game plan here.
Yeah.
Now she's one tile directly above me, so I could move up to her next turn and use an action to give her one of my treasure cards, considering she has two of the globes, crumbling globes, and I only have one. I might want to give that to her so she could capture that treasure soon.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and draw my cards.
Unless she gets to them here.
Unless I get them right now. All right, I got a chalice and a chalice. And I have to get rid of two cards.
I say my vote is for the fire.
And I have to get rid of two.
I guess the lion, too.
All right. Okay.
All right, let's flood it out.
Flood it.
Watchtower. Coral Palace. Which is a chalice. Yep, Dunes of Deception.
I'm surprised we haven't hit a Water's Rise card at all.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
We're getting close, that means. 12 of our 24... tiles are flooded. That is half of our island currently sinking underwater. And with that, I think it's a perfect time to take a news break. Kickstarter darlings, cool mini or not, have yet another game up called Zombicide Season 2, sequel to their massive hit, Zombicide.
if you couldn't guess.
And when we're recording this, they're just at about $1.5 million.
Insane.
5 days to go.
And their goal is only $25,000.
Which is a little, I think that's a little facetious there, because they just did that to mess with the rankings and quickly exceed that. I think they needed more than $25,000 to actually launch this project. But
they knew they were going to make it anyways. So
they knew they were going to make it quickly. They just announced the Silence of the Lamb pairing with Jodie Foster and Anthony Hopkins characters from the movie.
Of course, they don't call them by those names.
Right. We're skirting IP law here. There's also the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Can you mention my favorite?
What's your favorite?
What do you think my favorite is?
The terrible guy from Big Bang Theory,
no.
Which is the worst character idea.
No, that is not my favorite.
What's your favorite?
There is a Shaun of the Dead one.
Yes, which... there is Fred.
Fred of the Dead.
Right.
I'm a little excited about that. I will spring for the $10 extra fee.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be getting this. They'll be getting a couple hundred dollars out of us. And we will be playing it on a future episode.
Yep.
So look forward to that. But we wish them all the luck. We love seeing board games succeed on Kickstarter. And they seem like a great bunch of people.
Do they?
They do. They do. I've been reading all their updates. These guys seem like they know what they're doing.
They're some cool peeps.
Yeah. The other big news item, this weekend, the first ever International Tabletop Day by Will Wheaton.
Your favorite person ever.
We're going to have to cut that out. Wesley Crusher himself, Felicia Day, and Geek and Sundry for their YouTube series Tabletop. You can go on their website, tabletopday.com, enter your zip code, and find an event near you. It's just hanging with some cool bros and playing some cardboard games.
Yeah, I really don't know what to expect, though. I mean, is it going to be structured? Is it just going to be like, here's some board games on a table, go at them?
The few venues that have put information online right now in the Los Angeles area where we are based, they say bring games. They're going to have some there. I know that the website says collect exclusive promo items, but we haven't really heard anything about that. And of course, they want you to be hashtagging the shit out of this day. So hashtag tabletop day while you're playing games.
Also, if there's not an event near you, you can actually create your own too. So if you know people that own a store or you have some space of your own, you can create your own event.
Coffee shop, school auditorium, community center, or host a game day at your home. So, you know, invite some strangers over.
Play some board games.
There's even one at a church near us, right?
We will be going to that one, probably. Yeah. The church. Play and pray, as I always say.
Board games like Jesus.
Yep. And I think that just about wraps up the news. Let's get back to the game. All right, it is my turn. And I don't have much to do here.
What if you move down two and then short up Cave of Shadows?
I suppose Gold Gate I'm sitting on now, and I'm showing up Cave of Shadows. That's all three of my turns. Drawing two treasure cards. I got a Crumbling Globe.
Nice, we've got four.
And I got the Flying Lion. All right, I have to discard two cards here. You know what? I think I'm going to use my helicopter lift as one, since Meredith still has a helicopter lift, and I'm going to fly myself to, the Whispering Garden up in the top right-hand corner here, kind of by Meredith now, adjacent to her anyway, and... yeah, I'll get rid of my fire. All right.
Time to flip some cards.
Flood cards, and these are the final three. So now we are going to be shuffling the deck and maybe fully flooding the thing here. Bronze Gate. Lost Lagoon. And Copper Gate. All right, allow me to shuffle. Actually, Meredith, would you shuffle these?
Yes, I will do the honors.
So great at shuffling.
I know. You tell me that all the time.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Oh, where's the bridge, though?
I don't know how to do that. It's too advanced for me.
Ah, so you're only half good at shuffling.
I can't undo the bridge. All right.
Okay. Mare, it's your turn.
My turn. All right, let's see. Let's see the damage we've got going on here.
We got flooding all over.
We have flooding all over, but a lot of them aren't that important, except that if they sink and you can't make your way across them, then you're screwed.
I would move up one and shore up the Copper Gate and the Whispering
Garden. Yeah. All right.
So with this this being a co-op game, you will get some quarterbacking if you're with a stronger player. If it's your first time playing, someone else might want to tell you what to do, but it's co-op, so
work
at least,
together.
Yeah, let the other person think a little bit.
Is that what you do with me?
That's what I do.
You let me think just a little bit. Yeah. Thanks, I appreciate it.
I'll let you make some decisions.
Aww. All right, so now I'm gonna draw my two cards and hope that there's no Waters Rise card in here. All right, I got a Flying Lion And a Water's Rise card.
Okay, we right. are now...
So you move the water level up one tick mark. We're still at three. So we shuffle the flood discard pile again and place it on top of the flood draw pile, which pretty much what it is, and then discard this card. And I have more than five cards, so I've got to discard. And I think...
Get rid of the...
Chalice?
Yep.
All right. And time to flip the...
Flood some things. Yeah. Silvergate. Where's Silvergate?
Silvergate is right here. It's now flooded.
Watchtower. I think it's gone. Watchtower is now gone. Removed from the board. So we have a gaping hole in our mountain here.
Coral Palace is gone as well, and that was a treasure card. So we gotta hold on to the other one.
Okay, my turn. Wow. Not good here.
So now I've got some holes in the board, which makes it a little bit trickier to get around.
What if I move to your tile and give you both of these globes?
And then that counts as your whole turn.
And then you have to discard down to two, right? Or discard three of them?
Yeah.
I think we gotta start... Oh.
We gotta get treasure.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
I think we'll do that and then I'll keep my helicopter lift for my five.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Okay, I'm on your spot now. There you go.
Thank you. So I'm going to discard two of my cards.
And now I'm going to draw two treasure cards. Another globe, which is pointless. And some fire. So I'm also at five. Pointless. No, not pointless. We're going to have to get it eventually. Jinx. No, flood cards. Misty Marsh. Gone.
Gone. Oh, no.
Temple of the Moon.
Don't be gone.
It's right. Not gone, so but you better capture that treasure next time. And Gold Gate. Gone. For good.
All right.
This is looking pretty rough here.
It's looking kind of scary.
Luckily, the treasure was kind of evenly balanced on the two halves of the playing board here. We just have to collect them quickly now.
All right, well, I'm ready to collect my my orb, mm-hmm. globe. So you have to be on the actual tile with that marker on it to collect it. So I'm going to move one to Temple of the Moon. And I'm going to trade in my four cards.
And then she gets the little miniature that they include with the game here.
Little treasure.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to discard my cards, and now I get to draw two since it's the end of my turn.
Yep.
Water's Rise card.
Okay, we're still in three, luckily. But now we shuffle everything back into the deck. I'm just going to do my shuffle here. You don't get to hear Meredith's good shuffle. Okay. Now draw your second treasure.
And I got a helicopter lift. So now I've got two and nothing else. Not too helpful.
Well, you could... I don't really see a need for it yet.
Maybe it'll come in handy soon enough.
Okay, now we flood. Three. Crimson Forest.
That is gone.
Crimson Forest is gone. Oh, and by the way, after a tile is flooded, remove that card from the flood deck as well. That playing card. Tidal Palace. Okay, that's one of the chalice cards. It's now flooded. It's not gone yet, though. And Fool's Landing. The island is catching up to us. Okay. So we haven't really... played our special abilities. So you can give treasure cards to a player anywhere on the island for one action per card. So...
I don't have any treasure cards to give you, though.
Right, but maybe I should... Where I am currently, I'm going to shore this up. Temple of the Moon. Even though we already got this, we still need this tile to move on. And then I'm going to shore up Fool's Landing, which is next to us. And then I think I'm going to move... Okay, that's two already. Then I'm going to move on to Fool's Landing, heading towards Whispering Garden and our Griffin. Okay, now it's time for my treasure cards. Got another fire. Another fire. So I am going to get rid of my chalice and my globe because the globe is pointless to us now. We already got it. Now we're flooding the island.
Flood it.
Ooh. If we flood Tidal Palace here, which I guess we can't because we just recently did, so it's in a discard.
So never mind.
But if we were to, the game would be over. If you flood any of the cards that have treasures on it, and it's the last treasure card, the game is over and you lose. Silver Gate, gone. Observatory, gone. Cliffs of Abandon, gone.
Oh, so now we can't even... So you can't, like, swim over blank tiles unless you have that certain...
Unless you are a diver... You cannot move through flooded, completely missing tiles. If you are on a tile and it goes under, you can swim right away to the nearest tile. But yeah, we have several tiles that are completely cut off from us now. All right, your turn, Mare.
Alrighty. All right, so I'm gonna move down to... And then shore up Twilight Hollow, which is right below me, just so we don't lose access to Cave of Shadows, which we were going to need pretty soon. All right, I'm going to draw my two treasure cards. Got a chalice and flying lion thing.
Flying lion thing.
Yeah, that thing.
You can use your helicopter lift on me, right?
Yep.
Maybe you should do that. To bring me down to Cave of Shadows. Just so I'm there, I can shore up Tidal Palace, which is right above it.
Okay.
On my turn. And then since I already have three of the Ember cards, I'll be able to get that if I pull one more.
All right, let's do that.
Since you have two helicopter lifts.
Yes. Don't want to be greedy.
Okay. Co-op game.
All right.
Flood.
Time to flood it. Temple of the Sun.
Okay.
That is flooded. It's not gone yet. Whispering Garden.
Flooded.
Cave of Embers, which we actually don't have access to because it's on the other side of the board and it's missing tiles around it. And that's it.
Okay. I'm going to shore up Tidal Palace. I am going to... Let's see... My abilities as navigator say I can move another player up to two adjacent tiles for one action. Two adjacent tiles for one action. Should I move you?
Probably next to Whispering Garden.
Yeah. So I'm going to move you up two to Iron Gate.
Yeah.
And I'm going to end my turn there. I don't really have anything else to do. I am going to draw my two treasure cards.
And there's only two left in the deck, so...
Waters Rise and Sandbags. Great. So now we are now at four. There are three hash marks until we are dead.
No.
Yes.
And you get to discard some cards out of your hand.
Okay, I'm going to discard the lion. And...
Now I get to flip some.
Should I use my sandbags right away? You know what?
I'm going to take that back. Keep the lion, use the sandbag.
I'm going to use the sandbag on Whispering Garden right away.
Perfect.
We're going to shuffle. Mare's going to shuffle again. The bridge would be the best.
I know. I'll learn it.
By next episode.
Okay. Not doing so well here.
Yeah, that's probably good.
All right.
Three flood cards.
No, you mean four.
4. Yeah, since we're in 4. Great.
Twilight Hollow. It's right there, so that's flooded. Lost Lagoon is now gone.
Yikes.
Deep under the water.
Phantom Rock is gone.
Basically, the whole left side of the board is now gone.
And Fool's Landing is flooded. Good thing I shored that up, because...
Yeah, or else we would have just lost.
We would have lost the game. Good and thinking. So much for a first episode. Okay, your turn.
All right, so... We don't really need Temple of the Sun.
We do need Fool's
Landing. Fool's Landing. So I'm going to move down one, and then I'm going to shore up Fool's Landing.
Brilliant.
And I should probably move closer to you in case I get the other fire card.
Well, but you don't need to because of your messenger ability, right? You can give cards to me one action per card from anywhere on the board.
So I'll stay where I am.
Cool. Two treasure cards.
All right, so I got a flying lion and an orb, which does not matter. I have 5 cards in my hand, though, so I don't need to discard anything, so.
We do need a flood.
Time to flood. 4 cards.
Dunes of Deception.
It's gone.
Howling Garden. We need that, but it's just flooded. Temple of the Sun is
gone.
Moss. Bronze Gate is gone. Temple of the Moon, which Meredith is on, is flooded. Whispering Garden. Okay.
So we have 11 tiles left on the board.
11 tiles left, 2, 4, 5 of which are flooded.
It's not looking too good.
I think we can do it. We only have 3 treasures left.
Only 3.
To acquire, and then we need to get to Fool's Landing and then get off the island. So it's totally doable.
Yeah.
I still don't have my fire here. So I'm going to move.
We have 4 lions, though.
We have 4 lions. We don't have a way to get them to each other. On your turn, you could give me 2 lions.
It's true, I can give you 2.
I'm just going to move up one right now, shore up Twilight Hollow, and shore up Howling Garden. And I'm going to draw 2 treasure cards. Hopefully I get something we need, and no.
Nope,
I got
2 orbs.
2 orbs. So that's what I'm going to discard. And now 4 cards are being flipped.
Copper Gate is flooded.
Iron Gate
is flooded.
Tidal Palace
is flooded.
Cave of Embers is gone. Okay. There's only 1 more card in the flood pile, though, there, so we will have to shuffle shortly.
Oh, no.
Your turn, Mare. Make it count.
Make it count. All right, so I will give you my 2. Oh, but you're going to have to discard those fires, though.
I will.
Okay. Are we okay with that?
I don't know.
Would it be better if you gave me the lions, since I have... 2 cards that I
don't
care about?
Yes, unfortunately, I think so. So maybe...
So I can shore up Whispering Garden.
Yeah, why don't you move up one and then shore up Whispering Garden and Temple of the Moon, okay. Just so we have some runway here.
Some safety.
Some safety.
Okay. And now I'm going to draw my treasure cards. I got a sandbag, which I could use now, and an orb, doesn't matter.
So you might as well just
hold on to my sandbags, and I'll discard these 2 orbs. And time to flip some cards.
Okay, maybe you do want to use that sandbag on Tidal Palace, though, right?
That's true, because if we lose that, then we lose the game. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to play that on Tidal Palace.
Okay.
I'm going to flip that over.
Shored up. Now the first one that's gone, Cave of Shadows, is flooded. Now we have to shuffle. So we could lose Cave of Shadows and lose the game here.
He could. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Well, yeah. Whispering Garden. Iron Gate is gone. Meredith, you're on it. Where are you swimming?
I'm going to swim to Whispering Garden.
Yep. And last one, Fool's Landing. Rough. Okay.
All right, so we're still in the game now. That's good.
Still in the game. All right, my turn. Okay, I am going to... I don't know what. God, how am I not getting any luck here? I'm going to shore up Cave of Shadows. I'm going to move up one and shore up Fool's Landing.
Nice.
So, two treasure cards. Helicopter Lift. Fine. And crappy orb that we already have. I'm at two lions and three fires with a helicopter lift. Guess I'm going to use my helicopter lift to, let's see, on your turn, are you going to want my lions? I mean, am I going to want to give you my lions?
On your next turn. Yeah.
Or should I go down to Cave of Shadows and then you can, no.
I think we need to stay near each other so that way we can pass stuff.
Okay, I'm going to use my helicopter lift and go to West Whispering Gardens here.
Now we're on the same tile.
All right. Flood cards. Lost Lagoon. Does not exist. Ignore that. Copper Gate. Gone. Tidal Palace is flooded. Howling Garden is flooded.
Oh, we're so close.
And what was that? How many was that?
Three.
Twilight Hollow. Fine. Fine by me. Meredith, your turn. Don't lose everything.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You gonna give me two lions? And shore up Whispering Garden?
I thought you wanted to give me the lions.
Actually, what... Does this make sense? Why don't you give me two? Since we're both on Whispering Gardens. You give me two. And shore it up.
But then you have to get rid of your fire.
I have to get rid of two of my fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you move to Fool's Landing?
And shore up Whispering Garden and Howling...
Garden.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't lose Tidal Palace either, though, else we have no access to Cave of Shadows.
Oh, I know. Two treasure cards.
All right. Waters rise.
Okay.
I think I'm the unlucky
still
one.
Still in four. That means we have to shuffle.
Shuffle everything back in, so...
Okay, I'm going to let Meredith shuffle here, so if we lose, it's on her.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
Appreciate that one. No pressure. Kind of hard to shuffle when you only have like six cards in your hand.
Okay.
I'm nervous about this one. Wait, do I get to draw my other card?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Let's hope it's not Waters Rise.
It is some fire.
Okay.
So it's good for you.
All right, so now four cards. If we pull a Tidal Palace, we lose the game.
We lose.
Twilight Hollow is gone. Howling Garden is flooded. Cave of Shadows is flooded. Fool's Landing is flooded. Was that four? That was four. Four of the seven tiles left on the board are flooded. And we need all four of those. Great. My turn?
Well, yes.
Okay. I am going to move to you.
Yeah, we have to be on the same tile to pass.
I'm going to move to your tile. That's one. And then I'm going to pass you two lions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to discard.
Why don't you...
No, it's tricky.
Why don't you discard the chalice and use the helicopter lift? I know it's risky because we're going to need it to get out of here, but we still have a lot of stuff to do here.
Okay, where should I lift to?
Why don't you put yourself on Howling Garden, where you can also collect our lion statue.
Okay.
All right. Whose turn was it? It's my turn.
Because you gave me...
Yeah. This. Okay, now I'm going to draw my two treasure cards, another lion, and a chalice. Great. I'm at five, so I might as well keep them all. Flood cards. This is not looking good.
No.
This is looking really bad. Thank you for taking this journey with us.
One of these is going to sink, right?
Yes. Let's hope it's Howling Garden. Well, no. I think we're screwed, kids.
Let's hope it's Breaker's Bridge. We don't need that at all.
I think we're screwed, kids.
No.
Temple of the Moon. Fine. Fine by me. Yeah, that's flooded.
Let's flood that.
That's
baby.
One.
Oh, no. Oh.
Tidal Palace is gone.
We lost. No.
The Volcano Island layout has defeated us. This wasn't even really a good showing. We had three treasures left to collect.
Yeah, have we ever lost before?
We have lost, but we lost with owning three treasures.
Right.
Okay, so in closing here, we'll talk about... I would just like to point out, first of all, Meredith pulled all of the Waters Rise cards.
Okay, come on now.
Each of the cards, you could go back, play this podcast over again. She pulled all of the
Didn't
Waters Rise.
Didn't you pull, like, one of them?
Nope, I don't think
Are
I did.
Are you sure?
I think I had pretty good luck.
I always have bad luck with these games.
Yeah, so what do you like about this game, Meredith?
No, I like co-op because, yes, it's a little more relaxed. It's kind of fun. You can work together. I don't like being beaten silly by you every time we play a game.
There are several other co-op games out there similar to this. This has been called, like, Baby Pandemic. So if you like this game, check out Pandemic as well. Another co-op game that's different than this, but... also fun is Sentinels of the Multiverse. And these both of these games we've mentioned have a good chance of appearing on the show at a later date. Also, we should mention that Forbidden Desert, the sequel to Forbidden Island, is coming soon. I don't know if they actually have a date on it yet, but I think this summer it's coming out. And it has some more miniatures, and it looks like you're trying to build a... some sort of flying machine to get out of the desert this time. So
it's like Flight of the Phoenix.
What is Flight of the Phoenix?
Isn't that the movie where they're in the desert and they have to like build a plane?
You're talking about Dennis Quaid movies right
yeah.
now? Who knows about that? I've never seen that.
That's what this game is based on, right?
Yep. Thank you for listening. And next episode, we have something awesome on deck. A bit of a duel between us. We wanted to start off light with a co-op game, but the next thing will be a bloodbath.
It's gonna get dirty.
Dirty and bloody. We want to thank Stop Revolt and Phil Darvik for the awesome music you've been hearing. You can check him out on soundcloud.com/philyesphil. What is that, Meredith?
Soundcloud.com/philyesphil.
Phil, yes, Phil. And nothing goes better with gaming than cupcakes. Here's Meredith's Forbidden Island cupcake recipe.
All right. So the Forbidden Island cupcake is white cake with coconut shavings mixed in the batter. That's all dyed blue. There's blue frosting on top with a graham cracker crumble to represent the sand.
It's like sand, I get it.
Yeah, you get it now?
That's nice.
And that's topped with a little drink and umbrella.
But don't eat that.
Yeah, don't eat that. That could be dangerous. And that's your Forbidden Island cupcake.
And you can check out allabouthowl.com for photos and the full recipe if you need the exact measurements if you've never made a cupcake before.
It's a little tricky.